This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We start on 6th Avenue by Cedar Walton. FM and WCWP.org. Cedar Walton with 6th Avenue, a.k.a. Avenue of the Americas, from Soundscapes in 1980. Cedar played Rhodes piano on his composition, and he arranged and conducted the orchestra. Emmanuel Boyd was on flute, Bob Berg on tenor sax, Steve Turay on trombone, Tony Dumas on bass, Buddy Williams on drums, and percussion by Rubens Bassini. Cedar re-recorded 6th Avenue at a faster tempo in 1993 with his Eastern Rebellion Quartet. Dave Grusin bats second tonight with the third of three cowboy songs on his Discovered Again album. The third cowboy song is Cripple Creek Breakdown. Grover Washington Jr. on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with More Than Meets the Eye from The Best Is Yet to Come in 1982, 2 years before Transformers debuted. More Than Meets the Eye is a lyric in the Generation 1 theme song. The Best Is Yet to Come title track is not related to the Tony Bennett song. Grover wrote More Than Meets the Eye and played soprano sax. There is a Pieces of a Dream component to More Than Meets the Eye as it features James Lloyd on piano and keyboards and Cedric Napoleon on bass. Dexter Wanzel, who produced and played on Peace's debut the year before, played OBX-A synthesizer. Otherwise, Mona Goldman-Yaskin was on flute, Richard Lee Steeker on guitar, Teddy Schlossman on Rhodes piano, Daryl Washington on drums, and Doc Gibbs with percussion. Before that, Dave Grusin with his composition, Cripple Creek Breakdown, the third song in a suite called Three Cowboy Songs, on Discovered Again in 1976. Dave played piano and Rhodes piano, Lee Ridenour on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and Larry Bunker on marimba and tambourine. Lee and Mace were later part of the quartet known as Foreplay. Chuck Loeb, Foreplay's third guitarist, leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder? And WCWP.org.
Hollywood musicals have a long history of employing vocalists to dub the singing of performers cast mainly for their acting ability and box office appeal. View several prominent examples and watch an extended interview with Marnie Nixon, who dubbed many prominent stars, including Deborah Carr, Natalie Wood, and Audrey Hepburn. This virtual presentation is from the Syosset Library on October 21st at 2 p.m. For more info, visit syossetlibrary.org or call 516-921-7161. The community calendar is a public service from your friends at LIU Public Radio.
Good afternoon, WCWP.
Hi. I've been listening to your public radio that rocks, and it's just too much rock all the time. I'd like to speak to your station manager because this is...
Please hold one moment.
When it comes to rock, there's no such thing as too much. For those who can't get enough, Public Radio That Rocks serves up a mix that spans the decades, with new music featured every hour, weekdays from noon to 7 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Hello?
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
We bid hello to this segment with The Hello by guitarist Chuck Loeb, featuring Nelson Rangel on alto sax.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextacy. That was David Lanz and Paul Spear with Sahuaro from Desert Vision in 1987. Sahuaro is a tree-like cactus native to the Sonoran Desert. The first A in Sahuaro is misspelled on the album, spelled with an E, not an A. David Lanz wrote Sahuaro and played piano and keyboard with Paul Spear on guitar and keyboard. Paul's brother Neil was on drums, Richard Warner on flute, and Steve Allen, not that one, on fretless bass. Before Sahuaro, it was The Hello by Chuck Loeb from Balance in 1991. Chuck played guitar and keyboards, plural, on his composition with John Working with an E on piano and additional keyboards. Mark Johnson was on acoustic bass, Zach Danziger on drums, and featured on alto sax, Nelson Rangel. Speaking of the Sonoran Desert, Nelson twice covered Sonora by Hampton Hawes, whistling the second time. The whistling version is part of his live repertoire, a crowd favorite, to the point that they call it the whistle tune. Chuck Loeb re-recorded The Hello in 2011 for his Plain and Simple album. We're headed back to 1987 for Joe Sample on piano. This is Fortune Hunter, not Teller or Seeker, Hunter. Joe Sample with Fortune Hunter on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Rolls in 1987, 4 years after he recorded The Hunter, like The Hello. Fortune Hunter was written by Joe, who played piano. Dean Parks was on guitar, Abe Laboriel on bass, Sonny Emery on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and a horn sextet. Gary Grant and Sal Marquez on trumpet, Sal had the solo, Bill Reichenbach on trombone, and on saxophones, Plaz Johnson of Pink Panther theme fame and no relation to Mark, Ron Brown, and Bill Green. David Benoit goes for a drive in the Mach 5, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's David Benoit and the London Symphony Orchestra with Speed Racer.
Hi, this is Peter White, and you're listening to Mike Shamari on WCWP.
That was Peter White with a cover of The Temptations, Just My Imagination Running Away With Me, from Glow in 2001. Peter was on acoustic guitar and keyboards, unlike the electric guitar that Chuck Loeb was on. Mitch Forman, Chuck's Metro bandmate, played additional keyboards, and either Peter or Mitch was responsible for synth bass. Otherwise, Lil John Roberts on drums, percussion a second time by Lenny Castro, and Rick Braun featured on muted trumpet. Before that, David Benoit with Speed Racer from American Landscape in 1997. Speed Racer was an original composition by David, unrelated to the anime franchise known as Mach Go 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 in Japan. David played piano and arranged and conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. The L.A. band behind the orchestra was made up of Bela Fleck on banjo, Tommy Morgan on harmonica, Nathan East, another member of 4Play, on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and Luis Conte with percussion. Taking us into hour two, Brian Hughes on electric guitar with Nothing in This World. 8 years before the unrelated Paris Hilton song.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour 1 ended with Nothing in This World by Brian Hughes from 1 to 1 in 1998. 1 is spelled out, 2 is the number 2. Nothing in This World was written by Brian, heard on electric guitar and keyboards. Les Portelli was on piano, Colin Barrett on bass, Mark Kelso on drums, percussion by Daphnis Prieto Rodriguez, and the horn quintet of Dave Dunlop on trumpet, Terry Promain on trombone, John Johnson, no relation to Mark Plaz or his Eyewitness News namesake, on alto sax, Phil Dwyer on tenor sax, and Vern Dorge on baritone sax. Hour 2 begins with Tom Braxton on all three saxophone variants, with alto as the lead. Hope for Tomorrow is the song, featuring Bob James, another 4Play alumnus, on piano.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was a pair of 2021 songs. Second was Patrick Bradley with Completely Yours from Exhale, written by Patrick, piano, and Darren Ron, saxophones, primarily alto, plus Rhodes piano, keyboards, and programming. Alan Hines was on guitar, Mel Brown, no relation to Ron, on bass, and Terrell Martin on drums. Before that, Tom Braxton on saxophones, primarily alto, with Hope for Tomorrow from Lookin' Up. Tom also played keyboards along with Eric Willis. Bob James was featured on piano, Mark Harper on guitar, Nathaniel Kearney Jr. on bass, Jason Thomas on drums and loops, and percussion by Frank Mocha. More 2021 songs await us in the entirety of the last segment tonight, but for now we go to 2018 for more Bob James. It's Bob and his trio with Grover Washington Jr.'s Mr. Magic.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was the Bob James Trio with a cover of Mr. Magic by Grover Washington Jr. from Espresso in 2018. Bob played Rhodes piano and arranged and conducted the orchestra on the 1975 original version of Mr. Magic. He played acoustic piano on his 2018 version with Michael Palazzolo on acoustic bass and Billy Kilson on drums. We heard Grover's 1982 song, More Than Meets the Eye, last hour, and that was off his The Best Is Yet to Come album. We'll hear Lisa Hilton's piano trio later this hour, but leading off the next segment, a group nearly six times larger, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
The classics live here on LIU Public Radio 88.1 FM
and WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band asking the musical question, how does song go?
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. That was Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, PHAT, with How Does Song Go? How does this song go? From That's How We Roll in 2011. Roll is spelled R-O-L-L. Joe Sample's Rolls album was spelled R-O-L-E-S. I said all in one breath. How Does Song Go was written and arranged by Gordon, so he knew how it went, and featured Wayne Bergeron on trumpet and Andrew Sinewick on guitar. Gordon was on piano and keyboards, and I'd also like to acknowledge Eric Marienthal on alto sax, Bernie Dressel on drums, and percussion by Brad Dutz. This next song has percussion, but no drums. It's Martin O'Connor's The Road West, covered by Alison Brown, no relation to Ron or Mel.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Thank you, Ryan. That was Brian Simpson with When I Say Your Name, You Say Here, from Out of a Dream in 2015. Brian wrote When I Say Your Name with featured musician Dave Koz. Here. Kidding, but I'd love it if Dave was here, or Brian for that matter. Brian was on piano and keyboards, Dave on tenor sax. They were joined by Daryl Crooks on guitar, Alex Al on bass, Jay Williams on drums, played last hour by the unrelated Buddy Williams, and Brian Kilgore with percussion. Before that, Alison Brown on banjo, like Bela Fleck on that David Benoit song, with a cover of button accordionist, easy for me to say, Martin O'Connor's The Road West, from The Company You Keep in 2009. Allison's husband Gary West was on bass, John R. Burr on piano, and Joe Craven on mandolin and percussion. There's no drummer credit, but I could swear I heard one. Four 2021 songs encompass the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri. And that's next. You'll find instrumentals from many genres on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri. From jazz, contemporary jazz, new age, easy listening, and more. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri, Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Journaling has become a popular way to relax and de-stress.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Tonight's All 2021 segment begins with Run Your Race by Ken Navarro. On your mark, set,
Hi, I'm Lisa Hilton, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Lisa Hilton with the second of four 2021 songs this segment, Santa Monica Samba, from Transparent Sky, a trio album. Lisa played piano on her composition, Luquez Curtis was on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. Before that, Ken Navarro with his composition, Run Your Race, from I Will Still Be Here. You can run your race on the Santa Monica Pier. Ken played electric guitars and congas. Jay Rowe was on piano, plus organ and keyboards. Gary Granger on electric bass. And Bruce Guttridge on drums. From Santa Monica, California to somewhere in Louisiana, it's Louisiana by the Jeff Lorber Fusion, featuring Michael Landau on guitar. And now that I think of it, Jeff had a song called Santa Monica Triangle on his 2005 solo album, Flipside. Again, this is Louisiana by the Jeff Lorber Fusion on Instrumental Invasion.
Hey folks, this is keyboard player Bill Heller from the Rippingtons, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That is a phrase from Blackbird on a Fence from Bill's previous album, Find the Way. We'll hear something from his current album, Passage, shortly, but that was the Jeff Lorber fusion with Louisiana from Space Time in 2021. Jeff wrote Louisiana and played keyboards and synth bass, Gary Novak on drums, David Mann was a one-man horn section, and Michael Landau was featured on nylon and electric guitar. Finally tonight, and in this all 2021 segment, the aforementioned Bill Heller with his composition Trying to Get Home from Passage. Bill's on piano and keyboards, Jeff Koshua is featured on tenor sax, Dave Anderson plays real bass, Joel Rosenblatt on drums and percussion by Ronnie Gutierrez. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Trying to Get Home by Bill Heller takes us out. So long.